Thanks. I'd like to pay my respects to country and note that we are on Aboriginal land. Jenny Macklin says she cares about women and children. It's the biggest lie. Anybody who cares about women and children would take very seriously the fact that the government's own records of socioeconomic conditions in the Northern Territory now shows that the 2 years of the intervention has been an absolute failure. There is more malnutrition amongst Aboriginal children in the Northern Territory today than there was before the intervention started. There are fewer Aboriginal children going to school today than there were when the intervention started. She has continued to lie behind the phrase, and I mean lie, that she cares about women and children. And the only thing that has motivated her to look at the Racial Discrimination Act is the resounding condemnation internationally from the Special Rapporteur, from the Committee to Eliminate All Forms of Racial Discrimination, and from the Human Rights Commission. Every aspect or every part of the United Nations that's looked at this insidious, hideous policy has been appalled that the Australian government is continuing to treat Aboriginal people with the same disrespect with which they've been treated in the 1960s, the 1930s, the 1880s. This government has assisted the Howard government in taking Aboriginal people backwards, and not just backwards in terms of our rights and our dignity and our control over our land and our control over our organisations, but backwards in terms of the key socioeconomic statistics that they say they care about. Their Close the Gap is a farce, and it's going to continue to be a farce. The cynicism with which this government is approaching the Racial Discrimination Act says it all. They're telling everybody that they're doing a great thing by finally recognising this basic fundamental principle of non-discrimination, which they've trampled over since day one of the intervention. And instead, what they're not telling people is that they're just introducing it in a way that will allow them to continue to roll out the same ineffective, expensive, top-down, bureaucratic, thick, expensive policies that haven't been working. And at the end of the day, I wonder what Jenny Macklin is going to say to the young Aboriginal kids living in the Katherine area who now have anemia rates of 55% thanks to her intervention policies. What words of apology is the next Prime Minister going to give for the deplorable conditions that have been perpetuated? When the intervention was first rolled out, Aboriginal people around the country, and particularly in the Northern Territory, called it for what it was, a land grab. And underneath all of this is the continual attempt to try and grab Aboriginal land through leaseback by blackmailing Aboriginal communities, not releasing much needed money for housing and infrastructure repair until they hand over Aboriginal land. No white person in this country is expected to give up tenure for their land to get money from the government to build a roof over their head. Only black people. It really is a continuation of the dispossession we've been facing since 1788. It's a continuation of the policies of dispossession and cultural genocide. I would say to Jenny Macklin this. Aboriginal Affairs Ministers come and go. Governments come and go. You've thrown all of this at us before, with dispossession, assimilation and cultural genocide, and we've survived. And we'll survive this. This is Aboriginal land, and it always will be.